At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows this game is rigged. Last week,
oh God, let
most
it go,
people,
man.
Most people lost all faith in the system and the commissioner.
Did they?
Yeah, they did.
Because a lot of people were pointing it out and going back to find the proof.
No, nope. I'm going to write some rules down and then trip over them.
You don't even know what the rules are, and at the
and
time,
neither do you.
And at the time, if
you
I broke the rules, if I broke the rules at the
I've
time, you were like,
guesses. I've got two.
That's
towns.
Not what I said. That's
you said it
I
could
said.
Be two towns, and then
said.
Somebody guessed a secretary.
Patty,
that's
two
a
towns.
Town.
It's Tuesday. It's 9 o'clock. It's time for everyone but mine's favorite break room game.
Two town Duffy.
Where they wind. And we have our belt that came in from our good friend Sean, who made it for us. He didn't know that
still
it was,
unclaimed.
He didn't know it was going to be part of such a crooked display of competition, but that's fine. That's fine. If you've never listened to the show, here's how it's supposed to work. Kimmy reads a post from the neighborhood app. She has removed street names and town references, but there are enough clues in that still left over. Mm. Where if you listen,
have to listen,
you can figure out what town, village, neighborhood in the city of Rochester it came from. And you're going to call us at 252-WCMF when the phone lines open up. Tell us where they wind it.
Easy enough, right? Cut and dry.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We don't have a winner this week because I was the winner, but I was unjustly disqualified last week. So let's just get
I'm
right.
just here to keep things fair.
And thank you for doing
you
that.
Did you hear welcome. It? Did you hear it?
You're a blessing.
Did you hear it?
I did. I went
no,
right
you
didn't.
You this. Did not hear it.
I heard
you didn't
the
hear
second
it.
Part.
You didn't
it
hear
confirmed.
It. My ass. Kimmy, are you ready?
Yep.
Shut up. Let's go.
This isn't a post to complain. I just have some questions that other parents can hopefully help me answer. As a mom of two teenage boys and a preteen girl, I don't get fashion right now. I thought we left the oversized baggy jeans way in the past. I can't be the only parent confused by this. You walk into a store and it's like you're shopping in the year 1995. When taking my children's school shopping, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The racks were full of extra long, baggy pants made to drag on the ground.
Pull your pants up!
Everybody's bagging.
Of course, that's
bagging
all...
Bagging and sagging.
Of course, that's all my kids want, and it pains me to buy it for them. They're not cheap, either. They're so unflattering, and my kids are pulling them up nonstop because they want to size up to look cool. I warned them about how uncomfortable they're going to be in school, especially in the wintertime, but they didn't want to listen. And I get it. They want to fit in. My son wanted to attach a chain to his pocket.
Oh, man.
And I almost fainted. That used to be a goth kid thing. Well, not in my house. I had to draw the line there. Has any parent successfully talked their kid out of this style? I'm fighting a losing battle here. The best I can do is find a local tailor to at least get these hemmed and taken in a bit.
By the way, that's you. You are talking. I know, this is you and you're laughing.
The best I can do is find a local tailor to at least get these hemmed and taken in a bit so they're not so ridiculous. Any recommendations for a cheap tailor with a relatively
cheap
quick
tailor.
Turnaround?
All right,
I want a cheap tailor. I want to go fast.
Phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Now, I hear a woman here. It said mom, right?
Yeah, she said in the beginning, she says as a mom of two teenage boys.
All right, well, I'll give her this.
A preteen girl.
I'll give her this. As a man who wore flappy jeans back in the day,
She's
absolutely right about the wintertime. Those jeans, the salt slowly travels
the
up your
answer,
thigh.
The my friend, is flapping in your jeans.
All right, Tommy, what do you hear?
I want to ask a question. Can I ask a question?
You can ask a question.
Oh, he gets to do whatever he
wants. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can ask questions. I can't. I may
Duffy myself here. I may pat myself.
Before the game even starts.
But I have a question.
Sure.
Because I think I know who wrote this letter.
Like the individual.
Yes.
Oh?
So I have a question, and I think one of you can answer it.
Okay.
TJ on the B.
Uh-huh.
Where does she live?
I'm not telling you.
But
you think TJ from the B wrote this?
I honestly am not quite sure where she
lives. This has Chintzy TJ, Mr. I don't spend more than $60 on
anything.
Oh my God.
Work with TJ.
Oh my, no,
don't
you,
do this.
They call me weird little man down there.
Yeah, but they're right about that.
Oh, I'm right about her too, man. I ain't spending more than $60 on my child's clothes when I can knit in my hell just like my grandma.
Her kid goes to private school. This wouldn't be him. He has a uniform.
By the way, I know busted-ass people that go to private school. Your ass, your generational busted-ass is what that is.
I'm not arguing that means she's not chintz. I'm arguing the kid wouldn't be buying these jeans because he couldn't wear them to school.
So you know where she lives.
Yeah, I'm not telling you, right?
Tell me.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not telling. Oh, someone wanted to jump on the bandwagon last week.
She's got West
Maybe
Side.
You should pay more attention to your coworkers.
I do just want to say, TJ did not write this for
Yeah, but
the
it's
record.
A TJ-style woman.
Okay.
Where are they TJing? I'm going to say it right now
because
she's got a West Side van.
Where do you think she lives is going to be
got
the question
a West
here.
Side van?
I can't wait to hear
she
this.
Vapes and she runs scratchers. I'm going to go. It's got to be West Side, man. It has to be Busted West. It's got to be. God damn it.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say Chi-Li.
Okay. Chi-Li.
Chi-Li, you lie.
All right. You're an idiot. Anybody on the West?
Oh, man, I'm on the green. Bro.
Are you on the green? This is an East Side, and here's why.
This ain't got no East Side.
Here's why it's East Side. One.
But cheap Taylor.
Anybody on the West Side doesn't even know Taylors exist anymore.
What do you mean? Every other cousin's a Taylor
That's
on the
why
West Side.
You wouldn't have to go find a Taylor, stupid. You just made my point for me. You, your mother, your sister, your aunt, you knows how to hem a pair of pants. I, as a teenager, knew how to hem a pair of pants. Fix a hole in a crotch, because I blew out so many crotches.
Just like
patches.
Your mama.
A lot of crotch blows, Kimmy. So this is not West Side. This is East Side. The question is, how far east are we going? Because they care enough where they want their kids to be representing them well, and they don't know enough about kids' fashion where they're like their kids'
what
friends.
What parent does?
I'm going based on where I was driving yesterday.
Where Pat driving?
Yep.
Where's Pat driving?
Yes, it's the caveman game. Everyone plays. Where Pat driving? Penfield.
Penfield.
They wind in Penfield.
Goddamn Penfield.
No, it makes perfect
Soulless
sense.
Soulless ass Penfield.
No, it makes perfect sense because it's like Penfield is like the place where people think they're big money, but they're not.
Well, that's true.
Like you're right on the cusp of big money, but like with it comes like this chip on your shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
You brag about rich people you know.
Exactly, yes. Kind of like a guy I know.
But you know him like secondhand, like through somebody else.
Again.
What?
You wear zippers on your polo shirts while you're doing it?
Obviously, the shirt's working today.
Phone numbers, it's working in keeping it down. Okay. Phone numbers 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule only.
What's that?
Yeah,
maybe you should write it down.
You get one guess.
Mm-hmm.
If you hear someone else say your guess while you're on hold, you got two options. Hang up the phone, try again next week, or pick a different town. If you call up the show and say, I was going to say, and then I went, you have been disqualified, which I did not do. And the belt that our good friend Sean out of nowhere sent us, still up for grabs. First week. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
All right, 252-WCMF. Let's kick it off with, you know what, let's get the pain out of the way first. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Holy crap. So I had a night. Well, never mind. That was last week. I already told you my idea. But anyways, damn it. You know what? I'm gonna go with Webster just because I feel like this person is like just old enough to have missed the trend and not understand it, and that's the only reason why I'm going with it because I feel like they have just enough money to afford it. But like I said, they just missed the trend.
Okay.
You know what? I wish I could afford hearing aids.
Also, you have a fantastic day there, DQ Duffy.
The hell did I do? And Ben's never going first again. Ben, hi, Ben. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
Mr. DQ Dairy Queen disqualified Duffy himself. I'm
going
to say the
We're going on like an epic nerd run right now. It sounds like a Dylan cover band back to back to back.
You're the one picking up the phone lines. It's all your fault we're doing all the nerds all at once. I'm going with the Quake.
Where are you going?
You heard him.
The Quake.
I don't know what that is.
Attaboy.
I don't know what that is.
The Quake. Let me do this. Mrs. Commissioner, do you need the full name of the suburb or is the Quake sufficient?
Sorry, I was just on the phone.
Final judgment.
I have missed.
He did not say a name of a town.
Oh. Yes, he did.
No, he
did. I'm going for the Quake. But I just want, I need, because Duffy wants to argue.
I'm not accepting that as an answer.
Do you want me to say the full name or if that's enough?
Yes, the Coit is a place.
God, I hate this. I hate this room so much.
It's your game.
This room sucks. No, Kenny invented this game and it sucks. Everyone.
Well, Tommy invented the Coit. I can't take credit for the Coit. That was a Tommy inspired.
I thought the Native Americans really started the Coit.
All right, I'm done. I'm done. I'm done with Cody.
Rhonda Coit.
We got you for Rhonda Coit. Cody, thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. I'm going to regret this one, too. I don't even know who this is. I just want to get everyone I know out of this game. Steve-O's on CMF. Steve-O, where they whining?
I'm going to stay on the east side. We're going to go Fairport this week.
Why Fairport?
Just because it's on the east side, and who knows? It's just a trend, and we'll see if it holds up out in Fairport.
All right. I love how you break it down like it's an actual post-game show after an NFL game. Well, we're going to break it down. He was running a double high zone, and they did the best they could, and we're going to see what happens here.
That's right. Yeah, just throw mud at the wall and see what sticks.
All right. Steve-O, thanks for the call, buddy. 252-WCMF. Andrew writes us on Instagram. I'm with you 100%. There is no town called the Coit, and it should be a disqualification offense. You didn't let me finish before you made the rubber. 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Let's talk to Caleb. Caleb, were they whining?
Oh, my name is Chad Duffy. And I'm a whiny little bitch. And I just qualified myself last week and I wanted to belt. Now I'm going to make it everyone else's problem and be a dick. Uh-huh. Even though we haven't won in like 7 months. Because I'm a whiny little disqualifying little idiot bitch.
You know what's funny?
That was solid.
Yeah,
it was his exact voice while he was doing it, though.
It was. You had it right. We are going to go with Gates this week.
Why Gates?
I like Tommy's theory. That's pretty much it.
What do you mean?
West Side. Busted West Side.
Okay.
He TJ'd it.
Yeah.
By the way, that's
I don't want to see TJ today.
Why?
Well, he's the one doing it. It's all him. He's going to run out of here like a little bitch. Oh, no, no, no.
Yeah, but that's
no.
The thing. Like, we have to answer for him.
I'm not answering for nothing.
If you don't want to run into TJ, stay out of Dollar General.
Caleb, we got you. I love Caleb trying to be a part of the crew. I am also laughing.
I'm going out for discount eggs.
Bye, Caleb. Discount eggs?
These are feral eggs.
By the way, tell me where the discount eggs are. I'd like to buy those also.
Oh, I'd love to have a whole dozen of them right now.
Got that?
Throw it at your face.
252-WCMF. He has run out of gas, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, I got gas.
Let's get one more in here before we move on. Or before we get to a reread from Kimmy. Let's talk to Woody. Woody, where are they whining, buddy?
They are whining in the hen.
See what you've done? What you've done?
Wait, he's taking a henny?
That's not a thing.
You knew exactly what I meant. What
am I?
So you're off. No, you're off. You're still upset because you got disqualified, even though you were warned.
I got a nickname named Woody, and I sound like the most serious man of all time. Shut up, Woody.
Are you through, Patricia? Are you through?
Oh, my goodness. Patricia. Oh, no. Of course. You know that joke sucked because Tom's like, oh, wait, that's a girl's name. So we got you for Henrietta, Woody?
Yes.
All right, great. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. Everybody sucks but me. There is my sentence for the day.
You set this all into motion.
No, like, this is Kimmy's game.
And you just keep bringing it up, and you just keep opening it up. You're the only person that opens up your own wound
and
goes,
what are you talking
about? Why am I in pain?
You're a bitch-ass bitch. Everyone is conspiring against me. I am the true champion at all times.
I take it as it comes, baby. I roll with the punches.
You're irrelevant in this game. You're completely irrelevant.
Really?
Yeah.
I knew a guy that was relevant in his game, got kicked out of his own game. Mr. Relevant.
Vote number is 256.
Or should I say, Patricia?
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
252 WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks just joining us?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
This isn't a post to complain. I just have some questions that other parents can hopefully help me answer. As a mom of two teenage boys and a preteen girl, I don't get fashion right now. I thought we left the oversized baggy jeans way in the past, and I can't be the only parent confused by this. You walk into a store, and it's like you're shopping in the year 1995. When taking my children's school shopping, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. The racks were full of extra-long, baggy pants made to drag on the ground. Of course, that's all my kids want, and it pains me to buy it for them. They're not cheap, either. They're so unflattering, and my kids are pulling them up nonstop because they want to size up to look cool. I warned them about how uncomfortable they're going to be in school, especially in the wintertime, but they don't want to listen. I get it. They want to fit in. My son wanted to attach a chain to his pocket, and I almost fainted. That used to be a goth kid thing. Well, not in my house. I had to draw the line there. Has any parent successfully talked their kid out of this style? I'm fighting a losing battle here. The best I can do is find a local tailor to at least get these hemmed and taken in a bit so they're not so ridiculous.
Oh, we talk about a hemi?
Any recommendations for a cheap tailor with a relatively quick turnaround?
252 WCMF. Tommy is in Chilai. I am in Penfield. Ben, who was picked first, didn't have a town to pick.
No.
In Webster. Cody is out in Irondequoit. Steve-O's in Fairport because we'll just throw it against the wall and see what sticks. Caleb is in Gates. Woody is in Henrietta, and he sucks hard. 252 WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Chris. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Victor.
Why Victor?
Just because the mall out there, a lot of shopping places.
Well, they got the shopping out there?
Yeah, you know, every other
doing
town.
The shopping?
Every other town, you know, if you don't got a mall in your town, you can't
shopping.
Shop. No shopping, Tommy. No shopping.
Nobody wants to shop anymore.
That's one of the popular places to go school shopping and a lot of different stores out there. So
no, I would go with the theory that the further away you are from the mall, the more likely you are confused as this mother is, because if you're near the mall, you're seeing these new styles all the time. Chris.
Possibly. But I didn't get disqualified, so.
All right. Chris, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. A man who Tommy said he hated. Send up those words. I hate this man.
I said I don't like.
You said I hate this man. Armand's on CMF. Hey, Armand, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good, Pat. I really feel bad for you because they definitely cheated my boy last week.
Thank you. Thank you, Armand.
The commissioner didn't hear it, and you actually didn't say it.
Thank you.
Just said, there it is. You know what I'm saying? You didn't say, that's the one.
Finally, a little common sense in this room, and I appreciate that, Armand. It means a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, it's not much there, though. You got half-brain Tommy and Kimmy. So.
Half-brain Tommy means you're dumb. You're an idiot.
What a bend-over you are, Armand.
Armand's great. Armand's a good man.
You ain't getting no prize out of this.
I used to be cool with you, and then you told me, like, 2 weeks ago you didn't like me, so it's like...
Nobody at your job likes you, man.
It's not my job to make people like me, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going Hilton.
Hilton. Why Hilton?
Because they far out, and, you know, it's a town where nothing's actually going on. No mall, no stores.
Not a single luxury.
252-WCMF. Armand, we got you for Hilton. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. By the way, we got a text message. This is great.
What is that?
Because you thought you were going to sneak out of here before anybody heard anything about today. TJ just texted me.
Oh.
Said, tell Tommy to keep my name out of his mouth.
She's going to come out here and slap you across the face.
And she sent me an emoji of a man slapping another man across the face.
He's laughing because he's nervous.
Yeah, someone got real quiet.
Isn't she on the air?
Yeah, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah? Yeah?
Well, I mean, I texted other shows.
Oh, no.
I'm focused on my job
now,
over
are you
here.
Really? When are you going to start doing that? Look at you, you scared ass. Look how scared he is. If you're watching the live stream, you're watching legitimate intimidation right now. Maybe she'll drag your ass out to the Dollar Tree and beat you there.
That's where she hangs.
Throw some disc. That was the joke, dumbass. Okay. Let's rip through some. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Mark. Mark, where are they whining, buddy?
How you doing, Duffy?
No, it's just stupid-ass, bitch-ass Mark again. What up, stupid-ass, bitch-ass Mark?
Duffy, I've been hearing you bitch all night, all morning here.
All night. He's been outside my window hearing me bitch in my sleep. Yes.
But I'm going to say East Rochester here today.
Why East Rochester?
We always say it's the west side of the east side, so I'm saying East Rochester.
Who's we? Tommy said that. Well, Mark's trying to make himself part of the crew now. Nobody likes you, Mark. Nobody wants you around here.
I'll take him over Armand.
I got one more question for you.
Sure.
I know you want that belt so bad. Did it remind you of the times that Ryan would always beat you up in the living room there when you guys were wrestling for the belt when you were kids?
I mean, my brother Ryan, let's be real here. If you've ever seen Ryan... You know, the kid never stood a chance, ever. Like, I do feel bad for the things I did to the kid growing up. Let's not say things we can't take back, Mark. Mark, great call, buddy. Thanks for the call. By the way, that's the fourth time he's called since Kimmy took his call last week. So this is all Kimmy's fault from now on.
Created a monster.
You absolutely
Mark
did.
Mark the monster.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
Good morning, Pat. Hey, I am Team Duffy on this screw job from last week. I wanted to throw that in there first. I'm going with Spencer Port.
Are you?
Similar reason to the last caller. I think it's the east side of the west side, basically. So, I don't know. I do get a west side vibe from that. I'm going Spencer Port.
You know, we have been told, Kimmy, that Spencer Port is the Pittsford of the west side.
We have been told that.
Only from people
who live
in Spencer.
This kid is such a suck boy.
Yeah. A suck boy?
This boy is a suck boy.
This boy is a suck boy. He's a professional broadcaster.
He's a suck boy.
No, you idiot. Okay.
I'm no suck boy.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Everything you said's dead on. There goes Steve. 252-WCMF. Barber, where are they whining, bud?
They're whining in Tommy's area, the pits.
I'm fine with that one.
Okay.
Why is that?
I've seen baggy pants down at Show and Place and kids going to a Hungry's. To get a garbage plate wrap and all that. They probably got it from the Marshalls right down the street there on Monroe.
He's seen the baggy pants out there at Showplace, Tommy. He's seen them.
Scoreman Marshalls from that flappy sale.
Barber, we got you for Pittsburgh, buddy. Thanks for the call. Oh, sorry, I lost him. Damn it, I'm sorry, Barber. I didn't mean to hang up on you. 252-WCMF. Tom, where are they whining, bud?
They're whining in Rush.
Why? Rush?
Rush. Nobody picks Rush.
Rush is all tight jeans tucked into cowboy boots, my friend.
Rush isn't even really a place.
It is a place. I live
kind of.
I think Rush is far enough out there that they wouldn't appreciate chains.
Okay! Wait, don't they need them for, like, the trucks and the tractors and the horses?
Oh, for towing and tugging.
What, your mom's out there? Tom, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
You say my mother's a country tugger?
Yo, big old country tugger. In fact, I heard she's tugged the whole country. Because she's a whore. Dirty, dirty.
Yeah,
whore.
I get
okay,
it.
Okay, just making sure. 252 WCMF. Mike, where are they whining, buddy?
I think they're whining in Greece.
Where are you? You finish that up?
Why Greece?
I think it has to be on the north side, but also like a suburb mom kind of thing.
Why
and,
north?
I think Kenny's trying to. What?
Well, no, I mean, we go east side, west side here. I've never heard a south side, north side breakdown. Why do you think north?
Remember, this was like a proposal in our rule changes, breaking Greece up.
No, I understand breaking up Greece. I don't understand why you would hear this and think it's a north mom.
North Greece mom?
Yeah, I just think maybe baggy jeans are more in style on the north side of Rochester.
Okay. All right, Steve. Thanks for the call.
Baggy town.
Thanks for the call, bud. Have a good rest of the day. 252 WCMF. Mike. I'm sorry, Mike. I screwed up there. No, what?
I don't know.
What is the difference between north side fashion?
Well, you tell me. You're a west side guy.
No, I live in the south.
I mean, there are pockets that have to be a little different.
No,
a little
louder,
a little more, you know, brash.
Look, I don't see a difference between, like east side, west side, there's a difference. North side, south side, what's it? I don't get it.
Well, I mean, you know, some people are probably doing better than some others, maybe. Yeah.
All right. 252 WCMF. We'll take one more call before we move on. Right. Our last one, because we don't have a winner last week.
Right.
Because I was unjustifiably disqualified. Chris has got the last word on CMF. Chris, where are they whining, buddy?
Before I give with a whining, Pat, you should have been awarded the belt.
Thank you.
Because they called it after a couple people went.
Thank you.
And that play should have counted. You don't go back on the game.
Amen. Another suck boy.
No, I mean, Chris is right.
Another soft-ass Chrissy the suck boy.
Chris, I appreciate the bravery you showed.
I love you.
I appreciate the bravery you just showed.
You're so funny.
Way to stand on business, buddy. You gotta pick.
And it's going
to
be Batavia.
Okay, now, Jesus.
Hey,
come
there's
on.
Your boy. There's your suck boy. Suck it in Batavia.
Why Batavia?
Just because.
All right, just because. Well, look.
Brilliant.
Up until you said the name of the town, you were doing great there, Chris, and I appreciate your support. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
There goes Chris. All right.
What a wild day here.
It was a wild ass day. Tommy?
Yeah, is cool.
Is it?
Tommy's about to be slapped in the face, I can't wait.
I can't wait. Have your camera ready when TJ kicks the crap out of him. Tommy's on Chi Line. I am in Penfield.
Oh, King Suckboy?
I suckboyed myself?
Yeah, you do. Somebody's got to do it.
What does that even mean? Oh, so you're saying that...
What?
Oh, you're panicking all of a sudden? If somebody's got to do it, that means somebody else isn't doing it. Ben's in Webster. Cody is in Irondequoit. Steve-O threw it against the wall and came up with Fairport. Caleb is engaged, which, by the way, is where TJ lives.
Oh.
Yeah. Woody is in Henrietta.
She was in Gates?
Yeah.
Makes
the
sense.
Henny.
Henrietta. Henny. Chris is out in Victor because they got a mall out that way. Armand is in Hilton. Mark is in East Rochester. Everybody hates Mark now. Steve is out in Spencerport, as we've been told. It's the Pittsford of the West Side from people that live in Spencerport. Barbara is in the Pits. Pittsford. Tom's out in Rush.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Because they don't understand chains out in Rush. Mike is in Greece because this feels like a North Side mom thing. And Chris bravely spoke his truth. And then pick Batavia. Are we ready?
Yes. Yep.
Let's do this thing. I'm trying to read a reaction.
You can't.
No, I just changed and got it.
You ain't got it.
Shut up, old man.
You're suck crew.
Shut up, you and your...
Where they
suck your
whining
face. Shut up.
The belt has been claimed this
week.
Oh,
damn.
And this guy, he knows. He knows his Rochester. Because they whining in Hilton.
Damn, Armand.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look what happened.
And I believe Armand has
is
the leader on the board. 6 stars.
You know what? I'm
proud
of Armand.
No, you're not.
I am.
Last week you flopped on him. Nobody liked him at work.
I'm proud of him. Armand.
Are you?
He showed a lot of heart out there.
Why? Just because he stood up for you?
No. Look, it's hard to speak truth in the world today.
No, because they think they're like the crew now.
What do you mean by that?
There's like this West Side crew.
They think they're like the crew.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean?
You rough ass, loud talking crew.
Armand's a good dude. I met Armand. Kind man. A kind man who knows when someone's been wrong.
He's now leading the star chart.
And I'm proud of him. And he showed a lot of heart out there. Armand, way to go, buddy.
Back in the bin hole.
Yeah, he's
good. Go in there. Hang out.
Wrong.
Enjoy.
suck face boy, stupid bitch ass suck face. Take a break. Congratulations, Armand.
Yeah, way to go, Armand.
The second winner of the belt. I hope it feels good.
First winner.
Well, maybe if he's your guy, he should give you the belt.
Well, no, that's
no,
that's,
no. If he's really the guy,
that's a hollow victory.
Or you guys could share
the
belt. We
don't transfer prizes because then everybody gives you their stupid stars. So
because yeah. Oh, everybody likes me.
No, because they feel bad for you because you're old.
Because I have a cool shirt with a zipper on.
You bring up the zipper shirt. Look at me, guys. Look at my personality. Zip, 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 zip.
Like your mama was doing that last night.
Doesn't even make sense. Take a break.
Where's my fly?
Kimmy for years. If it's my fly.
Where my penis lives.
My fly.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The air, hanging out in the break room, Rochester's classic rock. 96.3 TJ just got in his face and he pooped his pants. He literally pooped his pants.
Oh, you're going to be on TV later? That's cool.
Wow, it's cool. You're so talented.
She is talented. She's a very talented
woman.
No, I mean, she brings it, man.
Another talented woman who is currently bringing it right now.
Who's that?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF, would be Jessica Pegula.
Oh, yeah.
If you're not familiar with Jessie Pegula, she is the daughter of Terry and Kim Pegula, owners of the Bills and Sabres, and she is a professional tennis player. She's been working her way up for years and years and years, and she is now one of the best female tennis players in the world.
So I think she's ranked fourth.
I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
Don't know. The U.S. Open is happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, it's the biggest tennis event in America.
Well, this is the last one of the season, right?
You got it. Yeah. So she has made it to the quarterfinals for the second year in a row, I believe, mm-hmm. of the U.S. Open. She has never won what's called a Grand Slam, which mm-hmm. is one of the big tournaments.
Yeah.
If she were to pull it off, which, by the way, she's been dominating all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
It would be like the premier victory of her tennis career.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Kimmy, you had asked about Bills fans and what this is doing for their love of a sport they may not watch.
Yeah, I mean, I would think anything connected to the Bills in any way, you're going to cheer on, right? It kind of becomes like part of your identity.
But do you think Bills fans who don't watch tennis are going out of their way to watch Jessie Pegula?
Oh, I think there's definitely a heightened interest in it.
Especially as she keeps advancing.
Yeah. I mean, if
she gets to the finals.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, too. She's had success, which also puts more eyes on it.
Have you been watching?
Oh, yeah. Well, I also watched her because she was also in the series on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
And when she goes and gives the speech to the Bills, it was good.
Okay.
She's very frustrating.
Why is that?
She's very good, but she always collapses in the end.
So here's what's funny about Tommy. Like, he is the guy that can't, like, he'll watch golf and tennis even though he has no interest.
But it's only because he heard the backstory.
I think it's more than that. I think he thinks he's fancy enough where he has to watch it when in reality he's poor and doesn't own a house.
Yeah, you're right. You have been watching, like, F1, golf, tennis.
Yep.
What was the cycling?
Tour de France.
Like, these are all country club high-end sports.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah. The richest of the rich.
Yeah, that you can't afford at all. But because of
Below Deck with the yachting show.
Because of where you live and your background of being a massive
spoiled...
Well,
you got to be able to talk to the boys when you're at the country club.
What country club have you ever been invited to?
Moose just got me into one.
Oh, Moose knows a guy who knows a guy?
Yeah.
All right, so for the past 30 years, there's been what's called the third franchise in Western New York. So you have the Buffalo Bills, you have the Buffalo Sabres, and forever we've been looking for a third franchise. Now, they had that with the Buffalo Braves of the NBA until the late 1970s.
Yeah.
That disappeared. Well, no, I mean, they did have Bob McAdoo, arguably one of the best players of his generation.
Yeah, but it's a different league back then.
Okay, here we go. Just because you're wearing the warm-up shirt of the Buffalo Braves doesn't mean you're a Buffalo Braves expert. So then you had the Arena Football League show up. Can you remember the Buffalo Destroyers?
Vaguely.
That was a big deal for like a season or
two. Yeah.
That collapsed, went away. Then boxer Baby Joe Macy. You guys remember him?
I do remember that.
So he was winning a ton of fights. He was working his way in the top five heavyweight contention. He had a fight scheduled with Mike Tyson before he took a bad beating and his career ended. He had a brain bleed.
Ooh.
So they called him the third franchise. We've been waiting for that third franchise. Is Jesse Pegula the third franchise all of a sudden? Because she's having more success in this sport than anybody in our area ever has.
Yeah.
Even she's still got to win.
Is she considered, like, it's hard for me because I don't know enough about tennis to know if she's, like, a household name yet or not. Not yet.
In my household, she is.
Well, no,
I,
but no, that's
I don't
what
know.
I mean. Like, we're so close to it being Bills fans, knowing the Pegula family. But I don't know, like, in the tennis world.
She's not Coco.
I think that those are the only two female tennis players I know is Coco Gauff and Jesse Pegula.
But you know Jesse Pegula through
right.
the Bills
do other,
more than
do other
anything else.
Casual fans know who Jesse Pegula is?
Like, Coco is a draw. You know. I don't think Jesse Pegula is as big a draw as like Coco Gauff.
Okay. Again, like you just.
And she's a little bit older. You got to remember, too, she's not a spring chicken in the sport anymore. She's one of the older women.
Are you doing everything you can to piss off every woman
I
possible?
No, today? I'm not. Listen, man.
Well, but she's gotten better, though. I mean.
Yes. But she's not there. She's never won a major.
Okay, well, just because you have the same forehead as John McEnroe doesn't make you John McEnroe.
I wish I had John McEnroe's forehead.
252 WCMF. Jesse Pegula, child of the Pegulas, has made the quarterfinals for the second year row of the U.S. Open. She plays today in like an hour, I think? Is that sound right?
11:30, I saw. Okay. Nice. I don't know if that changes or not.
All right, but we're trying to. She might be the third franchise, that ever-elusive third franchise.
If she wins this thing, she's the. She's big time.
Okay, so let me ask a serious question, right? Because when you think about Western New York athletes that make it big, you think like blue-collar, hardworking, right? Like the Gianta brothers, just a regular family from Greece, you know, parents, hardware store, they do this whole thing. Like we value blue-collar, hard work in our players. Josh Allen, that's why he fits in so well. Jesse Pegula, being one of the best tennis players on the planet, also child of a billionaire. Does it have the same feel?
Yeah, but she's also not like from here.
Ah, her mom's from Fairport.
Yeah, but I mean, like, she lives and trains in Boca.
Okay, but all tennis, no tennis player can be successful.
So, I mean, but to your point, the Gianta brothers grew up here. They played here. They skated here as kids. Like, they're part of the community.
Do you need your tennis star to be a blue-collar kid?
Well, that's why,
if you want to make it a dent in
But it's just, it's
Western
already
New York,
such a country club sport. I don't. Compared to those other sports you're talking about.
If you talk about the people that, like, cut through and, like, left a lasting legacy. Now, I know John McEnroe, compared to, like, other kids, wasn't a blue-collar kid. But
he was a Long Island kid. He had that attitude.
Arthur Ashe, same thing. Like, I mean, I know you had, like, other guys that grew up. But, like, you know, Venus and Serena Williams come out of Watts, right? Like, that's what makes the story so magical. Tiger Woods, his old man raising him just on a regular-ass salary, making him one of the best golfers of the world.
Yeah, the Pegulas didn't sacrifice everything to get her to the U.S. Open.
Exactly. Not that that's a healthy way to live with your kid, but it makes the story that much better on the back end, right?
Well, they even said, like, when she was playing with this one girl, and she was from, I want to say, Morocco, they were going like, well, you know, this kid grew up poor. she was trained by a billionaire. So if she be like, she doesn't get any respect when she wins because they think she's had everything handed to her.
Sure.
Like, she's had the best of the best since she was a kid.
But like, I will say this, you know, my daughter, my youngest daughter plays tennis.
Yeah.
And just started playing like a year ago. And I thought I knew hoity-toity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Until we were thrust in the world of tennis.
Oh, it's totally toity.
Oh, my.
Toity to the max.
God, bro, you don't even know. You don't even know. I told you, that tennis racket cost me like $300.
Yeah, it's high end.
They sell them for $60 at Dick's. I don't know why I can't go, whatever.
Now you sound like TJ down the hall.
Oh, you better be careful because she'll come back in here again.
I ain't buying a goddamn tennis racket. You can play with a good frying pan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.